Hello, everyone, and good evening, and welcome to Angel Answers. This is DC Love. I'm one of your hosts. I'm here with Mary Hernandez, and our other host, Liz Sister, is not here tonight, but she is here with us in spirit, of course. And our beautiful show is going to give you some angel insight, some inspirational wisdom, and maybe some messages even from heaven. But this is going to be an amazing time. It's sort of like chicken soup for the soul. So I just like to say that your angels are closer than you believe. And with that being said, I'm going to turn over the airwaves to my beautiful co-host, Mary Hernandez. And Mary, could you please tell everyone a little bit about you?
Hi, DC. Hi, everyone. This is Mary. I'm an intuitive empath. I work with a variety of card decks, including Oracle decks, Tarot, and I get a clear yes and no responses from spirit and or the angels as well.
Beautiful. I'd like to also tell a little bit about Liz. Liz's sister is a spiritual counselor, an intuitive tarot and oracle reader, and a Reiki healer. And I myself, DC Love, I'm a small medium at large, and I just feel like I'm a spiritual jack of all trades, if that makes any sense. Before I came on today, I had a little message from the angels, and the angels are surrounding each of us with love, and they've heard everyone's prayers. And what's going on, you know, in the country and all over, they're saying, beloveds, we ask that you hand over your worries and fears in these times of uncertainty. You are safe. You are venturing into the unknown, and we are walking with you. You are never alone. Things will change quickly, and the difficulties and the obstacles you are facing will be resolved. But for now, beloveds, rest your weary head. You will be guided and protected upon our wings. Trust and have faith that all is well, because it truly is. And know that your prayers have been taken to heaven and they will soon be answered. And with that being said, I really do feel that, you know, we need to lighten up a little bit, Mary. How about you? I think everybody's like a little bit too serious, and I mean, it's not good for your physical health. So for myself specifically, I had the amazing Robin Williams come in, and he's been with me all day, and he said, there's not enough laughter in the world these days. Take some time to laugh. It's like music to the soul. And then I, of course, had Lucille Ball come in, and she's a regular on our show, and she was just making, you know, all these funny faces, and she was saying, I wonder what normal people think about. And I was saying, well, Lucy, I don't know. I'm not one of those normal people. So I don't know, you know. It's just crazy. We did have another co-host trying to join us, but she's having difficulty getting in.
Oh,
so I'm not sure what
to do. There's the one.
Oh, she's in there now. Hold on. Yay, Mary. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hello, Nicola.
Hello.
Hello, Nicola. Everyone, this is Nicola Parrington, and she's the newest member of our Sacred Embers team. And, Nicola, can you take a couple moments and tell everyone about you?
Well, hello, it's just an impersonator.
Oh, excuse me, Nicola?
It's really Nathaniel. I've just thought.
Oh, it's Nathaniel. Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, you know what, Nathaniel, we were trying to reach.
I just couldn't.
You know what, honey, we were trying to reach.
I had to pull a prank.
Love, we love connecting with you. I was
going to
say, Nicola, you don't fight.
I thought that was pretty funny. I was going to go on and on with it. I was going to go on for a couple minutes. But I thought I'd fess up, you know, and see
if
I could
get a
couple.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what, after, I think what I'm thinking is that, you know, I think Lucille Ball and also Robin Williams was just joining you. So I think that's great, Nathaniel.
Yeah. So I thought I'd
gosh, I just hope, you know, for your sake, I hope that Nicola doesn't listen to this in the archives.
I hope she does.
I'm gonna tell her you are exactly. Okay. Well, that's okay. How are you doing this evening, Nathaniel?
I'm doing super duper.
Super duper sounds good to me. Is there anything that you're wondering about? Anything that's been on your mind?
Well, my landlord seems like he's kind of depressed or something. He's really fixing up the house, things that were like dirty before, and now it seems like he's met this new realtor that looks like his old girlfriend that they were going to get married like a couple months ago, and I think he hit her with a prenup thing because he's a lawyer that went to Harvard, and you know, they decided not to see one another. And now he's seeing a realtor that looked pretty much I met her, and I thought, oh, Deanna, you know, but it wasn't her. So I think I don't know what he's thinking, but he seems kind of depressed. I don't know if he's going to sell the place or.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that he only hit her with a prenup. I was getting a little worried there. How about you, Mary?
Yeah. Yes.
You know, I didn't really know.
You're giving us this laughter that we need, Nathaniel.
I know they had a disagreement about it, and they decided not to see each other, but I don't think it was because of
what. Wow, and you know what? Those are supposed to be pre-happy ever-after agreements from the way Lucille Ball is laughing, you know?
Yeah, you know, so it was sweet because she was such a nice girl. She was October 22nd, and that's the King of Hearts, so that's the Master of Love. And, she was such
he
a
better
nice
watch
person.
Himself. Yeah, he better watch himself because Lucy's saying, Nathaniel, there's nothing says I love you like a restraining order.
Well, he doesn't seem very good. He seems very, he hurt his back a couple weeks ago and he couldn't move. And, you know,
he's carrying a mental load and it does manifest physically. It really does, you know?
Yeah.
Well, what's going on with you?
Well, I'm just going into it. I'm waiting for that guitar to get here and I've just been, you know. I'm just waiting for that, but you know, I'm just enjoying life, and I'm just enjoying my, you know, job as much as I can. I have a kind of a thing, but I enjoy, you know, just enjoying life as much as I can.
Well, that's a great plan.
To any of the political drama or anything, and just, you know, trying to improve on me and expand outward, not trying to pick up any of the garbage going on.
Well, are you interested in maybe what your angels have to say?
Yeah.
Okay, Mary?
Yes. Hi, Nathaniel. I, as soon as you came on, I started shuffling and a card popped out for you. And it's a major arcana and it's card number 14, so I'm not sure if 14 is a significant number, but it's the solutions card, and it's the Archangel Zachiel. And it says, Archangel Zachiel is working with you to find the perfect balance. The key to success right now is in moderation and compromise. If you're feeling stressed out, this card counsels you to take a deep breath and ask your angels and guides for assistance. Self-control and patience are called for in order to create the successful outcome you're hoping for. Consider the ideas of others and try to see their point of view. Diversity of thought can bring forth the strongest possible course of action. A reconciliation of opposing viewpoints is very likely now if you approach all parties with a forgiving and fair attitude. And then it says, Archangel Zachiel is the angel of memory. He can help you remember facts of or aspects of situations that you may have forgotten. He's also the angel of forgiveness. Call upon Zachiel to help you when you need to regain a balanced point of view regarding others or your own past experiences. It's such a beautiful card. It's Zachiel is got like the light coming from up above on him, and it's beautiful. And it's purple, the card also. I think that's that. And then success that comes from objective compromise. So just have that self-control and patience. So I think once that guitar comes, just have patience for the guitar to come.
Well,
and you know,
like
music
advice.
Is very healing as well.
It is.
Yeah.
And Nathaniel plays guitar, so that is just right in alignment. But he needs to hear. That is so, so beautiful. Really, really beautiful. And that's just one of the signs, Mary, that I think the angels are, you know, just bringing again to Nathaniel to reassure him that, you know, music is part of his path. And I do feel mm-hmm. like if he continues with his music, it's going to bring in the abundance that he's so deserving of having, you know. And Ginger
mm-hmm.
is putting hard hats on all of us because she's just dropping pennies from heaven. And she's saying, Nathaniel,
aww.
Soon you're that person that's going to be center stage. So do what you're doing, but get ready because things are going to happen so fast, almost like all at once. You know, it's sort of, she's showing me a picture of you. You're juggling these balls in the air, and it's just one after the other. And she's saying, you know what, you got to take care of yourself because with everything going on, you could, you know, easily become tired, you know. So just, you know, hang on. And as we had the message prior to going on air, she's saying, you know, buckle up, Buttercup. You're going to go for one hell of a ride, you know? So make sure, Nathaniel, with all of this that's going to be coming, that you have balance, okay? And
okay.
just watch, you know, your emotions. Watch the words that you use, you know, when you are talking about yourself or, you know, what is coming ahead. Use only, you know, good and positive words. And I'm getting, you know, now is not the time presently to make these big changes. It's sort of like a time to just think about things. And you have this amazing spiritual team with you, Nathaniel. So you're never doing this alone. All you have to do is ask them to come in, and they're going to be right by your side, and they're going to help you to go forward on your path. So I do feel this is like a really amazing, you know, time for you. And just, you know, be the best, you know, that you can be. Okay, and Ginger's saying, you know, you don't need to really study anything because you've got everything that you need. And, you know, don't worry, okay? And she's showing me now, Miri and I were saying, you know, like how hungry we were prior to the show starting. And she's saying, Nathaniel, feed your soul because your soul, you know, when you feed your soul, there are no calories. Okay, so, you know, when you feed your physical body, do not forget to feed your soul, Nathaniel. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah, it makes tremendous sense. But I call you.
Beautiful. Well, we're so happy to hear from you. We truly are. And I do feel like this is a, you know, a beautiful, beautiful time for you. And, you know, as Mary, you know, she just confirmed, you know, your journey, part of your journey is with music. And I feel it's going to be something really large. It's not, you know, it's not a small part of your journey. It's really beautiful the way that you connect with, you know, music, and you connect as well with children. So there might be a path that you may incorporate both, but I do feel as though you're going to travel, Nathaniel. Do you like to travel?
Well, I'm not going to really want to get a vaccine shot, but, you know, I like to travel. Maybe I'll get to be driving around in a new car or something, but...
you can travel by car because I see Ginger's riding shotgun. So she's saying, Nathaniel, I'm going to jump and go for the ride, okay? And let's get ready for some great adventures.
What kind of dog? I think that's rather amazing.
But she's saying, you know, get ready. And I do see this beautiful, beautiful divine team. And just, you know, Nathaniel, just really, you know, visualize what you're wanting, affirm, you know, positive affirmations. And I do feel that you're going to go forward because presently it feels like you feel, you know, you're making money, but it's not part of your soul's purpose. So I do feel that you're going to go forward, and whatever you do is not going to be, you know, just on the earthly realm. You're going to have a spiritual backing as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you know, I'm working as a security guard now, and I'm bouncing out homeless out of the things, but I really care for the homeless,
okay.
So I'm lax on homeless. I know that they need to, you know, I know that they need to, you know, when I come up, they seem to get money, too, because I'm, like, trying to get them to go on, and somebody feels sorry for them and gives them some money, so, or some food, and I think, huh, well, maybe I'm a blessing to them in disguise, because...
You are, Nathaniel, you are a blessing, and, you know, people say, you know, someone should do something about this, and the angels say, well, why not you, Nathaniel? You know, and I do feel that, you know, you have people's best interests at heart. You have an amazing heart, okay? So I do feel, you know, that this, you know, helping people in that respect would be part of your journey. And I just see you, even with some of them, like, you're just placing your hands on them. You're saying a couple kind words, you know, maybe giving them a hot cup of coffee, like something. And it really is healing, okay?
Yeah.
So it's really, really beautiful. And Nicola Parrington, she is the newest member of our Sacred Embers team.
Oh.
She's not able to connect right now where you can hear her voice, but I believe she's going to be able to type and, you know, give us a message for you. Are you up to that, Nathaniel?
That would be super duper.
Yes, I mean, Nicola, she's awesome, and I can't wait till she really gets to connect with you, because she, you know, she's going to laugh when she hears your voice in the archives. So it's going to be really funny. But the other thing that I want to say, you know, while Nicola is listening, we're waiting for her to type, is know that you are always supported, okay? See money, you know, see abundance as just energy or another word for love. Okay. I'm going to see this. Okay, Nicola, if you can hear us, can you please type? Oh, there she is, I think. Hold on, Nathaniel.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
hello,
one,
Nicola?
Hello.
Okay, this is the real Nicola, people. We had Nathaniel come in, Nicola, and he said, hello. And I thought it was, I was thinking, my goodness, she must have a cold or something.
Oh, no.
Welcome to the show. Yes, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here.
Oh, thank you. And Nicola, it is our honor to have you with us. Can you please tell everyone a little bit about you before you connect with Nathaniel?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. I'm, of course, you know I'm Nicola. I was born in the UK. I'm from the north of England. But I now live in Amsterdam, and all of my life, for as long as I've been able to understand, I've connected with spirit and worked with, how can I say, many tools with that, a medium, a psychic medium. And also I work in therapy, counseling, and I'm also learning trauma therapy. So... yeah, basically, that's me. That's what I do.
That's really awesome. And we're honored to have you here, but we're also honored to have you as part of our beautiful Sacred Embers team. Welcome, Nicola.
Thank you. Thank you. And welcome
yes,
to
welcome,
everyone
Nicola.
Here. Welcome.
Okay, Nicola, Nathaniel, he's one of our regular callers. He's an archangel. Are you picking up anything for him?
Yes, I am. At the moment, if I may use symbols, analogies that I'm given, I'm seeing, I only heard part of your call, Nathaniel, but hello to you. What I was given is it's like a river, but it starts out as a what we call a stream. So it's very, very slow, but it picks up quite quickly when it does. And I'm shown a wheel at the end of that. It's like a great big water wheel. But what I'm being told from that is when things start to progress with you, they progress very quickly. And it's in ways that you cannot imagine at the moment, or if I may say believe. You have ends of delays. So if you felt delayed in any area, that's time is going, kind of like saying time will speed up. and you'll see your new beginnings, but you'll be offered things that offer you more happiness than you've had in the past. Sounds quite general, but I feel the part about the river is saying to accept what is at the moment, because, and I'm being shown a train moving past very quickly, but again, it's telling me speed, time. While it feels like a waiting game at the moment, for you, your changes, when they do happen, are rapidly one after the other. That's what I'm picking up for you at the moment.
Well, that's super. It sounds like, you know, like the Beatles or something, you know, before they were just a regular band and then they were king of the world.
Exactly. I couldn't have found better words than that. I really feel it. I feel it, I see it, and I think it's for you. So I hope that's helped a little bit.
Well, thank you. That was absolutely beautiful,
Nicola.
Thank you very much.
And thank you, Nathaniel, for calling in.
Yes, it was lovely to connect with you, Nathaniel.
What's that?
It was lovely to connect with you, Nathaniel.
I wanted to ask, what kind of dog was Ginger? Like a German Shepherd or a Husky or?
She was part Shepherd, part Retriever. Yeah.
Cool.
But she was a soul that chose to come, you know, into this lifetime as a dog. She's been with me 3 times during this lifetime, Nathaniel. And she loves Nathaniel's energy. She connects with Mary quite a bit, and Mary could tell you how she, you know, she just comes in the middle of the night, jumps on the bed with her, and
yes,
has a good time.
Yes,
yeah,
it's amazing. Her energy.
It is amazing.
It's just wonderful.
Yes, and she loves Nicola as well. So she's very, very picky in regard to who she connects with.
Yeah. Oh. That's so sweet.
These,
we love Ginger.
You know, that says what a dog's thinking, and it says it on the thing. And there's a lady on Facebook, I think it's Keys or something. I'll send you a link or something, PC. And the dog says something. He's a husky, and he always he always talks, you know. He loves waffles and stuff. And he goes, I need a waff, it says. And it's just hilarious. And so
Ginger's been hanging out with Joan Rivers, so she's been, you know, she's been blinged out to the max, and she's, you know, she's having a really good time. A lot of people that are psychic mediums, they see her in a red convertible, usually riding around with Joan Rivers. So she's a little, I think she's a little bit different. She said that sounds like a cool dog, Nathaniel, you know, but she's saying I'm an angel with fur, and she's saying it's a little, maybe like a little bit different now, I think, than that she's hanging out with Joan on the other side, you know. So at times I get a little frightened. I'm like, oh, goodness, I hope the angels are watching, you know.
Yeah.
But you're a pure soul, and that's why she connects with you. She loves you. And Nathaniel, please call us back. We always enjoy hearing from you, and I hope that what you got tonight, the beautiful guidance, I hope that'll help you.
But it's all been so precious. Thank you so very much. Have a good rest of your
Thank
day.
Thank you, Nathaniel.
God bless. If you're over there.
Okay, ladies, are you ready for another call?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Beautiful. Hello, area code 781. You're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Yes. Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yeah, I do. So sometimes when I meet certain people throughout my life, I've realized that I've seen like a light around them. And I was wondering, I feel like sometimes it's about them, that they're just full of light. But then sometimes I feel like it's it's a signal to me that they're going to be an important person in my life, but I'm not totally sure. So I was wondering your input.
Okay. Mary or Nicola, do you have anything for Laura?
Well, right away I got, this is Mary, I'm sorry. I got aura. It's a person's aura that you're seeing, like their vibration. And as soon as you said if that person would be important in your life, I got chills from head to toe. I haven't pulled any card. It's just that's the message I got right away as soon as you said that aura. And,
you got a what from head to toe?
Got chills from head to toe.
A chill. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like goosebumps.
Yeah.
Beautiful, Mary. I felt the same way, in fact, Laura. You know, that's one of the ways that you...
Sorry.
Okay, is that Nicola?
It's, yeah, sorry. I was going to say, can I jump in here?
Sure.
Hi there, it's Nicola. I was getting the... some of what is happening to you at the moment is about perspective. It's about, it's like I was told in my head, spirit wake up call. It's a wake up from spirit here. That you're going in a, you might be going in a different direction. Yeah. So you, the people that you're connecting with, that you're vibrating with their energy, it's almost like you're being presented with, more and more different spiritual signals, I call it, signs. But they're all related to the insight and that it's okay to try something different. I don't know if that's, if you've had something on your mind or if you've wondered if you're on the right path. I'm not saying you're not on the right path. You will be, but it just feels like there's more to come. It's like I'm told it's... a fork in the road, as we call it, but it's not negative. It feels like it's there's opportunity coming with that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you feel that or that's what I'm given for you.
Beautiful, Nicola. That was, you know, what I was feeling. And Laura, this is DC. When you were, you know, saying, you know, how you saw people and, you know, how you felt about them, it's sort of like this is going to be the foundation of how you go forward, okay? It's like you and I are standing, we're looking at this house that's for sale. Well, each of us, as Nicola said, have a different perspective. And I do feel like you're going to meet someone that's going to come into your life, and you're going to love this person's aura, as Mary stated. And they're going to help guide you on your path, okay? They have maybe some knowledge that will help you to go forward, okay? And you're going to trust this person, and you're going to be so happy with all the opportunities that will present themselves, okay? And I'm also hearing, you know, this is a time of healing, where you have to see that, you know, we are all connected. We are all part of this world. We are all part of that I Am presence. Okay. I do feel like there's some kind of healing that has to take place too within you. And just, you know, just feel the beautiful energy, you know, just flowing now as we are connecting. And I'm not sure, do you also have any interest in healing as well?
Yeah. I've done
the healing path.
Different energy healing and stuff like that. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so that's, you know, that's part of the journey. And you're going to be guided. And I feel like healing will be part of it. And, you know, also, you were talking about auras, but everything is going to expand. You're not going to see these people that connect with you with your physical eyes. You're going to see them with your third eye. You know, you're going to close your eyes to see, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to help you, because I feel like as we are connecting right now, it's sort of like you're a little bit lost. And a nice exercise would be to close your eyes and breathe and just connect with your heart center, okay? And allow it to connect, you know, with your aura, that's a couple inches outside your body, and just start to imagine, like, you know, visualize yourself, you know, going down this beautiful path, a path that would make you happy. You don't have to, you know, mm-hmm. be concerned, well, where am I going? How's it going to take place? Just, you know, just practice closing your eyes and breathing, connecting with your heart space, and going forward on your amazing path, and you're going to have all the guidance that is needed. That's what I have, and I'm going to see if the ladies have anything else. Ladies?
Yes, it's Mary, Laura. Oh, do you want to go, Nicola? Did you get something
else?
No,
that's okay. That's okay, Mary. You speak first, of course.
Okay. So, Laura, I got the Queen of Gabrielle jump out for you, and it's a beautiful queen on her throne and just sitting there being pampered. And it says, you can do anything right now. You may not fully grasp how wonderful you are, but those around you definitely see it. It's time to believe in yourself. Your kind eagerness to help others in their lives will attract people willing to do the same for you. And a very charming person whom everyone likes, that's who you are. Someone who is able to balance all aspects of his or her life with the ease and grace. Passionate, independent, friendly, beautiful, popular, busy, confident, and brilliant, and unwavering. And additional meaning of the card is following through on advice you receive, going after what you want, and experiencing excellent health. So what a beautiful message. And I got chills as soon as I started reading, attracting people willing to do the same for you. So like I said earlier on, I think you're reading people's auras, and there's going to be important people coming in your life to help you with your path, especially if you're going into your spiritual path. So amazing. Nicola, did you have anything else?
Actually, that I couldn't have said that better. I thought that was a wonderful message, if I may say. Better than what I was going to say, which was don't let anyone hold you back, because the things that Mary has just spoken about, I think there is possibly someone could say a comment and it might live with you for a little bit and make you question things, but don't do that, because all of the things you've just been told are what I'm feeling, that you absolutely can move forward with this. Just don't let anyone talk you out of it is the way I would, is what I'm given to say to it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Great. That makes a lot of sense.
And Laura, I just have to ask before we, you know, if we end the call, do you have a grandmother on the other side?
I do, yeah.
Okay, because I heard the word grandmother and I felt like such a chill. And she's just saying she loves what you're doing. She's giving you her blessings, okay? And she's asking you to just trust in the path that you're on. And she's showing me, like, beautiful rainbows. And I feel like your grandmother, like, she had an amazing personality. And she wants to help you to go forward on your journey. She's saying you're very strong. And she's just happy to help you. But I hear the word worry. Have you been worrying about something?
I mean, just what's happening in the world and COVID and stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I got the word pray. Just, you know, you could pray about that, but worry doesn't solve anything. Okay? So she's asking you, you know, you could pray about what's going on in the world, but, you know, never worry. Okay? I'm getting, you know, like, listen to your heart. That's the best guidance that you can get, is listen to your heart. Okay? And, you know, when there's a decision to make, always, you know, always choose love. Okay? So she's a beautiful lady. She's here with you. And she's so happy that you're choosing this beautiful path. Okay? So I hope that helped you.
Yes, thank you.
Well, stay in touch with us. Thank you for calling in, Laura. Take care now. Okay, ladies, the readings were really beautiful. My goodness, this is so nice.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, it is beautiful. We're going to continue onward. Okay. Area code 919, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
My name is Kay.
919?
Yes, my name is Kay.
Hi, Kay. Thank you for calling in. Do you have a question for us this evening?
I do. Well, actually, I had two, but I'll pick the one, just this one. I just recently moved in with my girlfriend, my partner, and, you know, things are great. Her brother lives here, and I get along well with him. But I'm just wondering, how long do you see him living here with us?
Your brother, okay. Ladies?
Okay, can I jump in there?
Yeah,
it's Nicola.
Hi.
Hi. What I'm seeing for you, it is like an apartment building, but I'm showing it as an example. It feels like you're wanting to get to the, elevator, to take you to the top, but every time you try, it feels like you take a step back. But what I'm given for that is it's more that you worry how things will move forward if you still have someone else there with you.
Right.
Your relationship maybe won't grow, or you'll have problems from that. But I think I was given the timing of between 3 and 6. I want to say in another 6 months, things will seem quite different. That's my what I'm given for you.
Okay. That's good.
Does that make any sense?
Wow, Kay.
Yes.
And Nicola, I actually got 6 months as well before you said it. So that's awesome.
Oh, great.
Wow.
So I'm getting 6 months.
Wow. So
that's great
news, Kate. Wow. Okay. I didn't expect that soon, but okay.
And wow. Kay, this is.
Well,
okay.
You have to
I agree with
that.
Ladies. And I also, I see like, I also see money coming in your hand that you're going to make a purchase that is going to, you know, bring happiness to you.
Okay. Wow.
So.
Okay.
And I'm getting in a home is where the heart is, so I do feel possibly, you know, it has to do with you guys having your own home. And I'm
we're
also
in
getting,
one. Yeah.
Yes, things are looking up. Okay, so just feel the beautiful love that's there, and enjoy this time. Enjoy this time though to reconnect, you know, with this brother. Enjoy this time. Okay. This is meant to be the time that you're supposed to, you know, be with those that, you know, that you love. And it's in the best interest of everyone that, you know, that the situation be the way it is presently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you enjoy the time and, you know, you'll get through it and you're going to come out better, you know, the other end there. So I really do feel good about that. And I see like, you know, like the... There's sort of, you feel like there's like a dark cloud or something overhead, but it clears away. And I just feel like I'm getting that life is going to be so much more abundance, you know, when it clears away. So enjoy this time and, you know, help nurture this all that's with you. And know that, you know, better days are coming. But this, that you're asked to do at this time. You know, this is part of the giving and receiving from the universe. Okay? And just visualize what would be the perfect scenario. Relax and, you know, direct your thoughts to, you know, what you want to envision the future to be like.
I feel like
angels are going to help you to get there. Okay? So just, you know, follow your heart. And, you know, when the time presents itself, the angels are saying dream big. Okay?
Wow. Okay.
So that's I'm getting, and I'm just going to ask the ladies.
You laid into my second. What I was the question that I was torn between. So yes, I get that. I appreciate.
Well, what is the second question, hon? You can ask it. Go ahead.
Okay, great. It was about the next opportunity, my career opportunity. I had applied for a position that I had hoped but it, I wasn't selected, so I didn't want to lose faith, but still wanting to venture.
All right, well, just
so
hold
when
on.
You
we're
said
gonna
that, it makes sound of sense.
Yeah, well, hold on. We're going to invite the ladies back in, and we're going to ask about career and opportunities in that respect. Okay, Kay?
Okay, wonderful. Thank
wow,
you.
Wow, Kay. Okay, this is Mary. As soon as you mentioned career, I got goosebumps from head to toe because as you were getting a reading from DC, I decided to pull a card for you, even though I gave you the response for 6 months. I felt like you needed more, like I felt your energy needed
wow.
more. So
wow,
I pulled the card.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And a major arcana came out for you, and it's the Wheel. And the Wheel is an amazing, it's new beginnings and end of delays, a change in directions that offers happiness. And
wow.
I'm being guided to read from the book for you. So it says, exciting changes are coming. The Wheel spins with the power of life and turns to bring you prosperous new opportunities. If you've been finding it difficult to get your plans off the ground, that will change now. Sudden movement forward is likely. While the idea of change can sometimes be worrying to people, you must trust and know that the universe wants you to be happy. Unexpected events are meant to point you in a direction that will bring you a more joyful and fulfilling life. If you feel uncertain, ask Archangel Jeremiel to give you a clear understanding of where you're headed. So I feel, I feel like you should have be optimistic about your future because there's going to be a lot of opportunities coming your way. So even if this
wow.
one doesn't pan out, just stay open, stay optimistic, stay positive, don't think negative. Something will come. So I have
wonderful.
Nothing but good news for you.
That is wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome,
oh,
wow. Kay.
This is great.
Hey, Nicola?
You ladies have been a blessing.
Hello?
Well, you have one more reading. Nicola, it's on.
Oh.
Hello. Hello there, Nicola. Everything Mary said gave me chills. Because it's more or less what I've
yeah.
given for you. It absolutely did. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm given that everything happens for a reason. And so what I feel from this is that an opportunity that you think you've missed or you would have really loved, there is something much better coming in for you. Absolutely, I'm given that. In fact, I'm shown there's a choice of two. There are two options coming for you at the moment. And whichever you decide to take, I think that's where you'll have that aha moment and think, this is actually better than I thought. So
wow.
I feel good for you. Absolutely feel good for you. Yeah, very positive.
Great.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Hey, I hope
thank
that
you.
Helps.
I just want to say one thing.
Go ahead.
It does. I just want to say one thing. One of my best friends, she's from the UK, and her name is Nicola. So this was perfect,
oh.
divinely ordered.
Oh, that's lovely. That's made me smile. That really has.
Yes. Yeah.
It's beautiful. Oh, my goodness. It gave me the chills.
Wow.
And
thank
Kay,
you so much. Yes.
I just want to tell you, I got the word believe. You know, what you are wanting is coming. And you've got it. You've got to, like, really dream about it, and I do feel like your future is going to be absolutely amazing. Okay, and just be happy now. You've got to start being happy like right now. And as you do, you know, more and more comes to you. Say thank you. You know, an attitude of gratitude. I don't know if you and your partner were thinking about getting married, but I sort of see, you know, the two of you together in this amazing ceremony.
Yeah, she wants to. Yes, definitely.
Okay, so that's
becoming.
Okay, and
wow.
just, you know, listen to your heart. Okay, listen to your heart, and that's really going to help you to go forward. And please, whatever you do, do not worry. Okay, do not worry.
Yes,
the angels are with you.
This is then helpful.
You can, you know, talk to them like you're talking to us, and they'll be there with you as well. And you're always invited to call back. You know, and we're here to help you. Because your angels,
definitely,
you know, they tune into you as soon as you start, you know, thinking about something or talking about something, and they want you to know that they're always nearby, okay?
That's great.
And
I
feel
I
that, you know, you give
that.
A lot of yourself time. I feel like you have to do a little bit more for you because your energy
yeah.
is a little bit imbalanced. And if your energy is imbalanced, it's going to slow down the process, okay?
Okay, okay,
so
okay.
Be nice to yourself. Okay, and thank you, and please, you know,
yes.
stay in touch with us. Let us know how you're doing, okay?
I will. Thank you so much. I appreciate this. Blessings to you all. Thank you.
Oh, you as well, Kay. Happy New Year. God
Bye-bye.
Bless.
Happy New Year. God bless you.
Wow, what beautiful readings, ladies. Okay, we're going to proceed
wow,
forward.
Wow, beautiful.
You were,
absolutely
yeah,
amazing.
Very lovely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, area code 914. You're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please? 914? Okay, they may have stepped away, possibly. Let's see. 914, hi.
It's Mary.
Oh, that's Mary. Okay, that's you. Okay, Mary, sorry about that. We have Crystal. We have Crystal on 704. Is that your
yes.
friend, Mary? Okay.
Yes.
Well, what we're going to do, we're going to say hello, Crystal.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you? Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New
Happy
Year.
Happy New Year.
First time caller. I love this platform,
yes.
and I'm so grateful to be here. Thank you so much. And shout out to Mary,
oh,
who's such a soul.
She is.
So my question is, what should I focus on in terms of my spiritual path as a healer? I have a lot that I want to do and share with others, but wondering how I should narrow my focus down.
Okay, that's a beautiful question. That's really, really beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Okay, ladies.
Crystal,
okay.
I'm getting, this is Mary.
Okay.
I'm getting healing. That's what I got first for you. And I have yet to pull a card for you, but I just heard Nicola come on as well. So, Nicola, you can let Crystal know what you got.
Oh, thank you, Mary. Hello, Crystal.
Hello.
Hello there. What I'm getting for you, this is probably going to sound very very basic, but it was absolutely given to me really strongly. Find which area works well for you by trying a few things. And in doing that, I'll phrase this a better way. Something is going to really resonate with you and you're going to feel it on a vibrational level. You're going to feel it really strongly. And Mary talked about healing, and I also think that there's also a lot of healing in you, but I think there's more to come from that, because I'm shown it's like hands opening out, and they're saying all the things that are coming in from bringing in the energy, if this makes sense. I definitely feel that you're on the right path for the healing. Yes.
Wonderful.
That's beautiful. And
I,
this is, are you done, Nicola? Go ahead, hon.
Well, I was going to say, I don't know if that makes sense, but the way I'm giving it, I'm trying to get it across exactly as I'm giving it. It's like you'll feel, it's like when you have that feeling of when you achieve something that you haven't done before and you go, yes, I've nailed that, I've done it. You'll have that feeling with it. It will just feel like a part of you and become natural. So I think you're definitely on the right path forward with the healing, with what Mary said. So
I think that's the challenge, is trying to narrow that down, because there's so many things that I feel that about.
Yeah, but if you get a chance to do some, one other way is to do some research. to look up ideas and inspirations, because what I also think is, just from researching, just from reading about things or talking to someone about different things, you're going to feel a real connection and want to explore it further. It'll feel like a, like when you connect with spirit or you, your intuition kicks in. It's going to have a very big intuitive feeling for you.
Yes, I get it. I get it. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I feel.
And that's,
because I think you,
yes,
you do that
amazing.
Very well.
Thank you.
Nicola, that's what I got, you know, almost exactly. Like, this is like the beginning of something amazing, something big. You're sort of at like an awakening stage, if that makes sense, Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
And as you go forward, you know, your energy is just going to transform on so many different levels. Not only on a physical level, but also a spiritual level. And as you transform, you're going to gain knowledge and awareness from higher realms, okay? And when I ask you, if you look at yourself today and you look at yourself maybe, say, like even a year ago or, you know, a year and a half ago, you're a different person completely.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay? So just keep doing whatever it is that you are doing. And Betty,
okay,
it's very important to take care of you and release all that no longer serves you. Okay?
Yeah.
And there are patterns from your childhood that have to be released.
Yeah.
Even
sure.
If you don't know what they are, like when I say that, and you just keep, you can keep saying, I release, I release, I release, because I feel like you're going to be releasing layers of fear. You're going to be releasing outdated beliefs. You're going to be, it's sort of like almost like someone controlled you a little bit when you were smaller, and you're
mm-hmm.
just breaking free and you're walking forward. You're this beautiful, amazing spiritual being, and you're going forward. And as you go forward, Crystal, you have a magnitude of people behind you that are watching what you're doing, and they're going with you. Okay?
Okay. Wonderful.
And Spirit is saying, beloved, you are stronger than you know. You are a powerful, beautiful being. And, you know, about being a healer, you have the ability to heal. And the ability is more than you think it is. But you have to sort of mesh, you know, the physical body with, you know, with spirit and allow your vibration to raise up. Because you're not just a person walking through life. Crystal, you're multidimensional, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're this beautiful multidimensional being, and you're here to co-create. Your team of angels are with you, and they're waiting for you. You know, ask them to help you, to walk with you. And I'm getting, you know, between the divine, you know, you and the divine, that you know, your reality is going to change really, really fast. But for the time being, focus on you. Take good care of Crystal. Do things that make you happy, that bring you joy. And as you do, you're going to see that other things are going, you know, they're going to fall into place. Okay?
Okay, wonderful.
I almost feel like you have a vision. You're having this vision, and you're seeing, you know, the old Crystal, and then you see the, you know, the new Crystal, and the new Crystal is merging with that, you know, with that beautiful presence, okay?
Yeah.
With the presence of your creator. And I just feel like you're ready for something new. And the journey, it's going to be an opportunity. And, you know, I see like healing is, you know, coming, that's part of it. But you have the ability to say what you want in this journey. And it's up to you to, you know, to really envision it the way that you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So
yeah.
You've got to think about it, and the angels, they're saying this is your time to decide. You know, what is in your heart, Crystal? What is it that really, you know, that brings you joy? I know for us here, you know, doing this is something that we think about continually. It's something that we just love to do, and we do it quite often, okay? And we're having
mm-hmm.
fun while we're helping people. But you've got to feel the excitement of the journey. And
yeah.
You just let go of all the hows and the whens and the whys, okay?
Yes, makes sense.
Okay, so I mean, I did get a couple different things for you. I mean, you have an opportunity. I don't know if you teach, if you'd like to teach. I got mm-hmm. that. Are you a really good cook?
I'm fairly good.
Okay,
yeah.
And what you make is really healthy?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm getting like, there's something there that's almost like magic as well. Okay?
Yes.
It's yeah. all up to you, but just, you know, open your arms wide to receiving, you know, and
mm-hmm.
just say thank you and connect with your beautiful heart space. But you've got to start asking what it is that you want, okay?
Yes.
And just, you know, stay in that attitude of gratitude. Ladies, do you have anything else for Crystal?
Yes, I actually had a card jump out for Crystal. This is Mary Crystal. I got the Queen of Gabrielle for you, and this card fell out for someone else as well, but this one is just perfect for you. It says, you can do anything right now. You may not fully grasp how wonderful you are, but those around you definitely see it, and you know we do. It's time to believe in yourself. Your kind eagerness to help others in their lives will attract people willing to do the same for you. You're a very charming person whom everyone likes, someone who is able to balance all aspects of his or her life with ease and grace. You're passionate, independent, friendly, beautiful, popular, busy, confident, and brilliant, and unwavering. And then additional meaning says following through on advice you receive and going after what you want and experiencing excellent health. And that's
perfect.
What I got, Crystal.
Wow. You got me in tears.
I hope all these messages helped.
They really did. That really brought me to tears. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Crystal. Thank you for calling. And make sure you call again.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Thank you guys so much. It's so wonderful and such great information. Thank you so much. It's so helpful.
You're
beautiful.
Welcome.
And just,
welcome.
You know, reflecting on the message that I gave you earlier, Crystal, this is DC again. There's
uh-huh.
something from your childhood that you've got to let go of.
Yeah.
And, you know, you might not even understand what it is right now, but you can just say, I release, you know, I release. I release, and just, you know, keep saying it until you feel, you know, whatever it is, you know, that it does, you know, you let go of it. I envision a beautiful golden box at your feet and put everything in there, you know, that your worries, your cares, anything that's not love, anything that has caused you suffering, anything that you believe, you know, is not for your highest and best and is not love, you put it in that box, and the angels
mm-hmm.
take it to heaven and you trust that God has the answers that you're looking for, okay? And he's saying, my
okay.
beloved Chris, just relax.
Yeah.
You know, and allow the healing, you know, to begin. And as you do, you're going to see that doorways are opening, your angels are with you, and you're just going to feel this beautiful divine love all around you, hon. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
you know, when you think about any question, love is always the answer, no matter what the question. Surround
Absolutely.
Every situation. Person with love, and you'll see that how things really do, you know, resolve themselves. Okay? So
yes.
If you feel like there's something within there, you know, you can say, I forgive, I release. And what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
this is for you. When you're forgiving someone, it's not for them. It sets you free, hon, to go forward on your path.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that
okay.
there's been something around playing small, and that's something that's kind of getting in my way. So I've been trying to release that.
Good.
But.
And I feel like you said there's something from your childhood, you know, that's
yeah,
that it's holding you
kind
back,
of related
you know.
To yourself. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
there
just,
can
more.
I jump in that?
Yes, please, Nicola, yes.
If that's okay. Hi. Just as DC was talking then, and she talked about children, I saw children, but then I saw you. And it felt like sometimes, if you can understand my way of saying this, that you felt like, as a child, the outsider looking in on a situation.
Yeah.
It's like saying you felt a little bit different. and it wasn't easy always to work out how other people felt. But I think I was listening to DC, and that gave me chills when she was talking about finding a way to release. I was also shown, I'm chilled now, the opening doors. You've got some wonderful doors, as you've just been told, and by Mary also. You've got wonderful doors opening for you. You've just got to believe in it. I feel a lot of it is about self-belief. But you do. They're in your path for certain. They surely are. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. That resonates for sure. Thank you.
Welcome. Very welcome.
Thank you for calling us, Crystal. And please, you know, as Mary said, do call us back again.
Yes, thank you guys so much. You guys are doing such beautiful work.
Thank you. Have a great
You're
evening,
welcome.
Hon.
Thank you.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ladies, the readings have been absolutely amazing. Really beautiful.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't expect, I still have you, Mary, and I still have Nicole. I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah.
I believe it's another caller. So we'll see.
Yes, we have another Skype caller.
Okay, we have a Skype caller. Okay. Hello, 111. Can we have your first name, please?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hello?
Hello?
Can we
Is
have your first
Nathaniel
name?
Nathaniel again.
Is it Nathaniel?
It's Nathaniel. It's Nathaniel.
Nathaniel, do you
it's
have
Nathaniel
another question,
again.
Honey?
Did you forget a question?
Well, I was trying to see. I was trying to see if my, what was up with my landlord, because he was his name's Fred Galvis, and his birthday's on July 19th, 1961. And he seems kind of troubled now. He's got a lot on his mind. I don't know if he's going to sell the house or.
Okay, well, Nathaniel, the way like that. I work with the angels. They can give you answers to questions that relate to you. And you live in the house?
Right.
Okay? Okay, so we can answer questions in regard to you and, you know, your concern about the house. Ladies, do you have anything for Nathaniel?
I'm going to shuffle some cards and see what I get.
Okay. Yeah, that's great, Mary.
I was going to say, can I jump in there while Mary is shuffling cards?
Thank you.
No, yes. Go ahead, Nicola.
Oh, it was only just a quick point, Nathaniel. I remember, I think I've spoken to you earlier, and I think you will see progress yourself. You will see, obviously, I can't comment on your landlord, but I'm going to say it's almost like you won't have the worry of, and even if you're concerned for him as a friend, I understand that. But I think that you are moving forward, and so things have a way of working out for you, and that's what I'm showing. So.
All right.
Beautiful, Nicola. I agree 100%. And I just feel, you know, I see you going forward as well. And the angels are saying, leave your worries, you know, where you are presently. Don't take them with you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I see you walking, you know, forward. And there's nothing to worry about. So please don't worry. Talk to the angels and allow them to help you and, you know, to see what's coming up for you. Sometimes, you know, we don't realize, you know, what's going on until, you know, we get down the road a little bit and, you know, we find out that everything happens, you know, for our highest and best. Okay? So I'm getting, this is your time to just, you know, to just see, you know, like go within. Sort of a time of introspection. And I'm getting, you know, it's time to do something, you know, a little bit differently. Okay? So don't hold on to this because I feel like this is part of the old Nathaniel, okay? But you've got to believe that everything is going to turn out for your highest and best. You've got to believe in yourself, and you've got to start visualizing the perfect place for you. The place that you're in presently, Nathaniel, do you feel like that's, you know, the perfect, you know, the perfect living arrangement for you?
Well, it was better, but it seems to be, he seems to be kind of, you know, getting real particular about, you know, areas and, you know, everything. So I didn't know if it was kind of like me or, you know, if he was, if it was him or.
Yeah, I feel that the energy is different right now. And I don't feel it's for your highest and best. And the angels are going to help you to, you know, to go forward and just to trust the guidance that they are presenting to you. And I do feel like, you know, that you're going to find something that really is good for, you know, are beautiful for Nathaniel, okay? Believe in yourself. Believe in your ability to, you know, to manifest Nathaniel. And know that, you know, this is, everything that's happening is, you know, is for your highest and best. And just put it out there. You know, start dreaming about the perfect place. You know, the perfect living quarters that you would like. Okay? Stay calm and just connect with your angels. You know, stay in that place of harmony. Stay grounded. Stay happy. You know, you get up in the morning, have that attitude of gratitude. And I really do feel like, you know, you're in alignment for going forward into the future. Mary?
Yes. I actually got, similar to what you and Nicola said, you know, we really can't read into your landlord's energy. We could only read on any question that you're asking pertaining to yourself. So I'm, like DC said, go within. And I pulled the Angel Answers card. Cards, an oracle deck from Radley Valentine, and it says, listen to your intuition. Your intuition is completely reliable and accurate. Ah, my gosh, I'm tongue-tied. Okay, stop it, angels. your intuition is completely reliable and accurate at this time. Listen to your own inner guidance, and you can't go wrong. You can be certain that the messages you're receiving from your angels are real and trustworthy. Have faith in your feelings about the circumstances you're experiencing. Your insights into other people and their true feelings or motives are perfectly accurate. There is no need to question what you know is true. And then at the bottom of the deck, normally I take the bottom of self when I'm pulling cards for myself. And I was, you know, like I took a look at it. I never do on callers. And it says trust. So trust. That you're, like Cece said, you know, that you're in the right path and that you're in the right place at the right time. And it's Jesus. I mean, a beautiful picture of Jesus and light. He's emulating light on this person sitting and meditating. So just listen to your intuition and trust, Nathaniel.
Okay. All right.
And no more impersonating Nicola.
Yes, we're not allowing that. And Nicola is amazing, and she gives beautiful readings. And as I'm saying that, I am seeing a beautiful house, Nathaniel. So I do feel like, you know, the problems that you are having, you're not going to have anymore. And I'm getting abundance as well. So I feel like more money is going to come in, and you're going to be able to afford something that will make you happy. And I'm looking, Spirit just put my post that I had put on the computer, I don't know if it was yesterday. The more challenging your life story has been so far, the bigger the goosebumps for future generations who retell it to their kids, who will no doubt add. And if they were able to do all that, so can you. We've barely just begun, the universe. So you're just starting this beautiful, amazing journey, Nathaniel. Be grateful and, you know, stay in touch with us and let us know all the good stuff, okay?
Okay, I just have one more question, if I can.
Sure.
If you don't have any other calls.
Yes,
you can. Hey, you know, I injured my eyes back in August, you know, so I'm, kind of wondering if they've gotten better, but I'm kind of wondering if they're going to get much better or not.
My goodness. I'm sorry to hear that you injured your eyes. My goodness.
Yeah.
I got the yes.
Right.
Okay, I did get yes, Daniel. So, You've got to take care of yourself, and you've got to have faith. I mean, you've been through quite a bit, and you're stronger than you think. Okay. And I'm getting, I'm getting your head is in the clouds, Nathaniel.
Oh, okay.
So Spirit is showing me your head in the clouds. You've got to stay more physically grounded, is what they're showing me. Okay. And that will help you to stay healthier. Ladies, do you have anything in regard to Nathaniel's eyes?
Can I jump in there?
Go ahead, Nicola.
Oh, okay, thank you. I was shown and told that when it comes to your eyes, as DC said, yes, I think he said you saw that they would heal better coming up. A lot of it is that you overthink it, so it's mental stress. And it can seem like healing is delayed when, in fact, it's not. So just try and relax a little bit more. You just need to... I see you walking around the room. Your focus is going in many areas. But you will heal. Your eyes will heal. You just need to relax a little bit and just allow it to happen. Allow things to come in now. That's what I'm getting. I hope that helps in some way.
Yes, well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Well done, Nathaniel. We still have Mary, but I was getting the same thing that Nicola was saying. You know, it's connected both mentally and spiritually to the physical body. Okay? And all of this energy is so powerful. That it's almost like a short circuit, like in your system, your nervous system. And I see it like, you know, it's sort of like in the eye area. Okay, so you've got to trust and have faith. And, you know, take a little bit more time out to just rest, relax, rejuvenate. And I see everything, you know, going back into the proper place. Okay, Nathaniel? So you've got to have faith, and you do have to take a little bit more time to just rest and take care of you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Mary? Hold on, Nathaniel.
Yes, I actually got Nathaniel the same as the ladies. I got yes in time, you know. So, again, trusting and resting. I feel like the trust card that came through on the bottom of the deck is actually someone meditating. And Jesus right over them, you know, lighting the person. So I feel like meditation would be good for you too, to stop your focus everywhere, to be more focused within, and try and relax. So I think in time, yes, it's going to heal.
Hey, well, super. Hey, well, thanks again. I really appreciate it. Great to connect with you all.
Daniel, thank you for connecting with us.
Thank you.
99. 99. 99. I believe we have, before we go to sleep here, ladies, I think we have one more caller.
Yes.
Area code 631, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
Hi, my name is Suzanne. I called a week ago or so, and you guys said that I was going to be working in 2 weeks, and that I was going to have a part-time job, and it might lead to full-time. And guess what? 2 days later, I got a call for a part-time job.
Beautiful.
And I start in 2 weeks.
Beautiful. That sounds absolutely amazing.
Do you see it turning to full-time, and if so, when?
Okay. Ladies?
Hello, this is Nicola.
Hi.
What I'm told is it's like saying you have to give it a chance. It's take it slowly. Don't have expectations in the beginning. So this is obviously a new career, new work that you're doing.
Well, not really new. It's sort of old work that I'm doing
that I just, I'm working two jobs, kind of. I'm doing in the morning, subbing, and then doing the old job till I start this new one, and then I'll just do the, it's the same kind of job, like one lease recess monitor.
Yeah, okay. Then what I get that there is an opportunity, but just what I'm seeing is just allow things to be what they are at the moment. It's like,
of course I am.
But it's saying don't worry too much about what you want to come in or what's coming in. Just allow it to come in, because there is an opportunity for what you really want.
All right, yeah, because it just would be more hours.
Yeah, more hours, yeah. I've seen more hours, and I also think that, can I say it, predict? I think I'm given an 8, so around August time, you might hear about something else which you like even more.
Well, I don't want to keep moving around, and it's exhausting, so I'm kind of, you know, if I hear it in the same district, I will. If not, then no. Because I can't keep changing schools and jobs, you know, it's like, it's exhausting.
I'm just getting that you've got an opportunity to grow. There is an opportunity for you to grow. So it can be that something that you're not expecting that you actually might like. But that's, it's again, the word opportunity just keeps coming.
Well, good. Hopefully there's an aid job then. You know, with the district that I'm in now, because I'm staying here forever.
Nicola,
I agree 100%. I'm getting opportunity too. So you've got to be open to it. And with Nicola telling you that, it's sort of like the angels are saying, keep your eyes open or you're going to miss something absolutely amazing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll keep my eyes open. I'm kind of exhausted now because I'm working the two schools and then I'm going to get a job on a Sunday. So I can't be thinking of what I'm going to be doing in August.
Okay. It's just let go of, you know, let go of the focus that you have on all of that and just, you know, live in it. Just live the life and just be thankful every day for what you do have. Nicola, I think you're spot on with this.
Do you see anything with love life?
Excuse me?
I'm talking to two gentlemen. Do you see anything with them?
Okay. Ladies?
Yes. And this is Mary, Suzanne. I actually pulled a card for you that actually jumped out while Nicola was giving you a reading. And it's the New Beginnings card, and it's a major arcana. And it's it says, you are being called to renew your dedication to your life purpose. Each day of your life has led you to this moment. Now it's time to review your personal history and make changes that will take you in a different direction. Archangel Jeremiel can help you evaluate the past without harsh judgment. Take up your new destination with joy and confidence. Situations where decisions must be made will work out positively for you. Academic examinations, tests, and legal settlements have favorable outcomes, if there's any. An additional meaning of this card is answering a calling, finding your life's purpose, and starting a new life. Perfect clarity and unlimited opportunities. Like Nicola said, something more is going to come. I feel like something big is coming. And, I mean, there's this, and this card is an angel up above, and it's Archangel Jeremiel, and he's actually looking down at a family of four, two children, a husband and a wife, looks like, and he's just lighting the path for them, and it's just such a beautiful card. And they're in the mountains, if you want to call on Archangel Jeremiel, he's the angel who helps with life reviews. If you're seeking to take stock of the past and how it might relate to your future, you can call upon him for insight. Ask him for detailed steps you can take that lead to successful changes in your life. And that's what I got, Suzanne. That's such a beautiful card. It's a major arcana, and it's the number 20 card.
Okay, thanks.
New beginnings. You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, I thought we got cut off.
Hi, Nicola.
Hi.
Hello? There we are. I don't believe we have any other callers.
Oh.
I don't see it. But you know what?
No.
Your reading was spot on. Nicola's reading was spot on. And
yeah.
Sometimes if we don't have our eyes open, the opportunities that present themselves, we're going to let them pass us by.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm also getting like, you know, if you have fear or if you have doubt, whether it's in regard to a new position or, you know,
mm-hmm.
someone coming in romantically, you know, the opportunities won't be lasting. You know, we have to be open and
mm-hmm.
let go of fear and let
yeah.
go of doubt, you know. It's really, really important.
I
so
agree.
You, Mary, were mentioning the angels. I would ask, you know, those listening, if you're looking for opportunities, you know, in a certain area of your life, surrender all your fear and worry to the angels and ask them to help you to, you know, to connect to your heart space and to be ready for love or that the beautiful position. Because I just saw angels, you know, with our last caller, and I felt like there was a lot of fear, you know. So I hope, you know,
yeah.
those listening, and I laugh because when people ask about love, I always say, you know, you have to get ready as if you were going on a date. You wouldn't go
mm-hmm.
to the door with, you know, what a facial mask on that you just put on and curlers in your hair and your old bathrobe. That wouldn't be the proper way to get ready for love. So you've got to make your list, you know, of all the good qualities on one side, put a line down the paper. The other side, I call it the deal breakers, the things that maybe didn't work out in the past and you don't want to repeat those lessons, you know, you've already learned. And also to really make a detailed list for the angels of what you're looking for. A person that has a beautiful heart, that, you know, is fun-loving, likes to do maybe the same things that you like to do. And then I tell the, you know, I tell the client or the caller to please take out a couple hangers or push them over and, you know, leave a couple hangers with nothing on them for that beautiful person to come in. You're saying, I'm making room in my heart, but I'm making room in my, you know, my physical life as well. And in the meantime, love yourself first. When you get up in the morning, look in the mirror, and you tell yourself, I love you. I love you, and you're worthy of the love you're looking for. Buy yourself maybe a nice scented candle, maybe, you know, some nail polish or maybe a new top or something. And get your hair done, whatever makes you feel good about you. But love starts with you, and whomever, like, you get connected with, it's sort of like you're this magnificent cake, and they're not going to complete you. They're the icing on the beautiful cake, but you're complete as you are, you know, and it's really important to realize that.
I agree. It's so true. They're going to be the icing on the cake. You're the cake.
Yeah, and I give an example. If we were to go out to a restaurant and, you know, I had a very specific order, and I said, you know, I want a hamburger, you know, medium well, a little bit of lettuce, tomato, onion, you know, pickles on the side, some ketchup, and, you know, and fries. And, you know, one of us, the other, you know, you ladies came in and said, you know, I'm just going to have a hamburger. Well, chances are, I believe my order probably would be done right. And if you're very vague about your order, who knows what you're going to receive, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important that you have a balanced life, that you know, if you're looking for love, you've got to make time in your life for love. You can't be focused 100% on work. There's got to be time for love as well. So that was not a simple answer that we could have given the caller because there was a lot going on there. And Ginger's saying, yep, it's like a mystery. Who knows what would have came in, you know? So we've got to put out there what we're wanting. Don't get frustrated. Hang in there. And Ginger's saying, open up your heart and, you know, get ready for maybe like an amazing surprise, you know. And she's saying, we all have the ability to manifest in so many wonderful ways. But it all starts with you taking care of you. And we're not going to go into what Joan Rivers has to say about love. I'm not doing it.
Come on.
Joan has her own ideas of, in fact, about love. It's quite different than what we've been talking about, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And Nicola has connected with Joan. She knows, you know, what we're talking about. I mean, the one thing she says is, my mother told me, the man goes on top, the woman goes on the bottom. She said, we've been, you know, we slept in bunk beds for 3 years, Mary, you know?
I love that. It's so funny. Yeah.
So, I mean, she's right on, and she gets a little scary at times, but Joan knew about love, you know, she really did. She knew about love, and Ginger's just sitting there, and she's not saying anything. She's just laughing. So, but I do love Joan, and, you know, it's just really amazing. But poor Joan, I thought Joan was a beautiful woman, and she said, D.C., I was so ugly as a child that my mom actually sent my picture to Ripley's Believe It or Not, and they sent it back and said, I don't believe it. So, I don't know.
She had the perfect wit, didn't she? She's very witty.
She really does. So, oh, my goodness. Well, you know, we have some time. Mary, can you tell everyone, you know, how they can connect with you?
Yeah, they could connect with me via Facebook under Mary Hernandez, or they can email me at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com or via the Sacred Embers Network on Facebook.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Nicola, can you tell everyone where they can connect with you as well?
Yes, if you want to connect with me, you can get me under my name, Nicola Parrington, on Facebook. Also, you can catch me, Nicola Parrington, on... sorry, I'll give you my email first. It's parringtonnicola1@gmail.com. And the one I forgot was Instagram. So I'm under my name, Nicola Parrington, on Instagram as well.
Beautiful. And I thank you so much for joining us this evening. It's been our pleasure, Nicola. You're amazing. I mean, you did a great job tonight. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I got chills from both of you. I got chills. I learned a lot tonight as well. I actually learned a lot too.
You're amazing.
Well,
thank you
is,
so much.
Thank you very much. You are.
Joan is asking, well, what did you learn from me?
What did I learn from you, Joan? I learned that it's okay to be witty and speak your mind sometimes.
Yes.
Beautiful. She loves that answer. Beautiful.
Yeah,
okay, ladies. Thank you, Mary. You did an amazing job as always, and this has been such a beautiful evening. Take care, ladies.
Yes.
Everyone listening, have a blessed night, and we look forward to connecting with you next week. Bye, everyone.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.